Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. The adolescent years can be especially tough for a child. Their minds are beginning to figure things out, but their emotions are not yet mature. That can cause some very difficult situations, name-calling, fights, and just downright meanness. We may not be able to shield our children from conflict, but we can coach them on how to handle it. When Renee was about 9 years old, she had a difficult time with some of the girls in her class saying very mean things to her. Her first plan was to retaliate and give them a dose of their own medicine. But I told her the problem with that is that the Bible says that we should not return evil for evil. And besides, 9 times out of 10, the teacher only sees the child who is fighting back while the initiator goes free. So riding home from school one day, I decided to try a little experiment with Renee. I said, "Say something very mean to me." After convincing her that it was just to illustrate something to her, she finally said something like, "Well, you think you look nice, but you don't even know how to dress." And I said, "Oh, yeah? Well, you look like you don't even know how to brush your hair." And then she said, "Oh, well, you..." And I said, okay, time out. See how it made you feel when I said something mean back? Then I said, "Okay, now, say something mean to me again." Only that time, I stayed calm and responded by saying, "Wow, I'm sorry you feel that way. I always thought you liked me as a friend." Instantly, she began to insist, "Oh, Daddy, I didn't mean it. I am your friend. We were just playing, right?" And then I said, "See how different you felt when I didn't fight back?" Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." From that day on, our morning prayer had a new addition. "Lord, help us not to return meanness for meanness, nor harsh words for harsh words." Well, the new plan worked. Little by little, Renee used her new strategy to diffuse difficult situations, and in time, those girls became her friends. God's Word is full of wisdom for coaching our children to play well in the game of life. And the best part is, it works for adults, too. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.